Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
One John Entertainment.
So true, realist. One John Entertainment. Pussy. Better than them. Hey boy, when me wall you, me a give you about 30. If you no be a deceased pussy, you lucky boy. You a walk up and down a chucky boy. And a chat to your fuckery. Gun back boy. And since when I don't know turn back boy. Little gun back. The little gun back boy. Gun back boy. And since when I don't know turn back boy. Little gun back. The little gun back boy.
Tell them say bad man no talk a lot. True. Bus boy head like a coconut. True. Tongue of Portland, we got the boat of that. True. Tell them say bad man no laugh a lot. True. Boy, me see them a smoke a lot, but them a smoke a lot, a coke a lot. Me see that I eat that blue. But boy head like a coconut, true. God left them panty water top blue. Boy, badness and a something for you walk and try. And in a cellar shop for you go walk and buy. Now tell me about how you a bad man when you a lie. When everybody know you never wanna pie. Badder than them, Max Steel man them, badder than them. Man them, badder than them. Rima man them, yeah. Rifle gun them, clap them, make them run well. Badder than them. Junglist man them, badder than them. Cockburn pen man, badder than them. Punish town man them. Warwick a hill clap it Sunday to Sunday. Boy, if you dead, we kill them. For the better, we no responsive fool. Car them a troublemaker boy. Skin put a tough like alligator gun. Shot a boy, warrior you up like a set of boy. You should go play with man from Jamaica. I see come out to tell you bad man a step away. When you see me you be due respect. Cause you know and you no respect. The whole place we wreck away. You know one man lift it up again. 21 John make him rip it up again. Tell him a wicked man a some kicky them. Come to say you some little baby deposit them. Oh God. Them a the least problem be with it. Well them a go on with the easy does it. So when them come here come a lip. Bad man a roll up the clip. Badder than them, yeah. Max Steel man them, badder than them, yeah. TG man them, badder than them. Rima man them, yeah. Rise the gun them, jungle tap again them. Badder than them, yeah. Cockburn pen man, badder than them, yeah. Punish town man them, badder than them, yeah. Walter man, yeah. Rise the gun them, jungle tap again them. Whoa, when them think of brick, yeah. Bad man a load up clip on clip. Be a fat Glock with chip on chip. So true, realist, badder than them. Make them talk and flip. Badder than them. So true. One John, badder than them.
Yo, it's your boy Kurt ENT Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. So we got my co-host, Anisi, she on her way. We got some other people that may be calling in tonight. Tonight we talking about finances and just like finances in the Black community and just a whole bunch of different things that we supposed to be speaking about tonight. But just hold it down with your boy, man. Ride it out because show must go motherfucker on. Y'all already know what it is if you've been rocking with me for a long time. Your boy going to keep on going. But so let's go. Well, first of all, let me give a shout out real quick to all the artists that send us music. Shout outs to every single artist worldwide that sends us music, man. We get music from all over the world. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BehindTheScenesAirplay@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. Make sure you send it only in MP3. Please don't send me no SoundCloud and no Listen, we only take MP3 format. That is it. We don't take nothing else. What else? Well, there she goes right there, walking the door. Hello, Nisi, you're late.
Fire in a tunnel on train?
It was a fire in a tunnel on the train. Living the life in Philly. Yeah, but so if you want to get your music played, make sure that you send it only in MP3. Make sure that you send all your social media network information. Yeah, and I don't even remember what song we were supposed to be playing. Yeah, I did. Okay, so we just going to rock out tonight. Fuck it. We going to rock out. All right, so here we go. This is going to be 8 more. He from Philly. Don't make shit. That's a classic right here. We ain't bumped this in a minute. Here we go. On Behind the Scenes Radio.
Don't make me shit.
Nah.
Don't make me shit.
Nah.
Don't make like me. Don't you like it when I party? He say he like it when I party. He let me know that he want it. But if you tell me that you want it,
Curtis ENT.
Yo, and tune in to Behind the Scenes Radio.
The number is 516-595-8305.
Every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure that you tune
in. And artists, send your music to
BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com.
We only take
MP3 formatted tracks only.
Black.
I like my coffee.
Black, black, black.
I love my women.
Black on black, black. Yeah. Hey.
Let's go.
Okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black, it's black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black,
black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black wheels in this black wheel with this black,
black, black, black, black, black.
Reaping the pride, piece of the pie, seeking the vibe, weak in the mind, beating alive, deep in the lies, we still arise, beat on the vibes, weak in the side. So we grow when they're treating us fine, or pull out the 40 when they're beating us down. Yeah, we can burn the precinct down, but we can't afford to leave us now. Condition too critical, they gon' get rid of you.
Critical, 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 critical.
You not even hip to what they put into you.
Not even hip, you not even hip.
Vaccinations keep us sick of the physical. Assassination makes some rich individuals. Hanging niggas, we remember the visuals. Dirty coppers got a lit of the visuals. Cocking hammers for private grammar. Push up on us with a lot of animals. Started witness slavery, now they try to count us. Got a lot of cameras though.
That's right.
Still kill us and frame us. Only feel us when we famous. Boy, it's too lit and too dangerous to be.
Black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black, it's black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black, bitch.
Black,
black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black wheel with this black,
black, black,
bitch.
Black, 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 black,
black, black, black, black, black, black in the day. No crack at the guns to try to so that we just catch the shackle our waist. We then had tried to so cut at the back, and then we had to package away. We smoking no cigarettes, picking that cotton, but we had no matches to lay. And they feeding their chillers while they ain't thinking, man, they just so black in the day. No crack at the tigers, we didn't have no status, so we were just backing away. They cracking us, whipping our back when the whips, and they should have been cracking that safe. And paying us back for the can be happy today. That shit was so great. The reason we back in the state, cause black in the day, we went through depression, oppression, molesting, the lesson we lacking today. Cause through the recession, aggression, obsession, my niggas, they lacking the faith. Get hit with possession, arresting, asserting sentence just for trafficking, yay. They call it illegal, cause they get those guys in the way. But back in the day, before they were right in your face, we learned about unity, practice our eulogy, due to this rap in the way. Before we were clapping the case, every day getting slapped in the face. Like I'm tired of these chains, they watching our brain, I fucking react to you, black.
Black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel, put this black bitch, black, so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black wheel, put this black
on black,
bitch,
black, black, so black on black on black on black.
Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. Tonight,
We talking about finances, money, investments, savings, the whole deal. You know, it's kind of like a taboo, would you say, in the black community, would you say, Niecy?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, why is that, though? Like, why is it?
I think it happened after Black Wall Street.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Now
they're more content on staying in line and spending nearly $200 for a pair of shoes that's going to fade away instead of investing in something that's going to last.
Well, I mean, that also has a lot to do with television also, you know, so.
True.
I think because,
advertisement.
Yeah,
advertisement. But still, it would behoove you to invest, so in the long run you might wind up getting that car you've seen advertised on television.
I mean,
they think in the here and now, not in the later whatever, and a lot of people do that. It's not just black people, but a lot of people do that.
I mean, most people work 9-to-5 jobs,
and a lot of them don't invest, or they don't even invest for their retirement. You know, when you're like in 68, I'm going to get that Social Security check, which is like
bullshit.
A lot of old people or older people get a part-time job later on in life after they retire.
Right.
Because they didn't think about retirement. Like, they didn't think about retirement. I think your mom did for a couple reasons. But they don't think about retirement.
Yeah. I believe that finances really is... Like, we don't really think about it because most people are just living in the day. They're just living in the moment.
Yeah, but you already know what I'm getting ready to do.
Right.
So
everybody doesn't think like that, though.
Yeah, but and since she's on here and she's a...
Let's introduce her. Let's introduce our new financial behind-the-scenes radio advisor. Introduce yourself and let everyone know your information, how to get a hold of you.
Hello, I'm a realtor from Philadelphia. I help people invest in real estate. My Instagram is @thepropertychick_, and you can DM me, reach me via Instagram, direct messaging, or you can call me at 267-586-0677 with any real estate-related or investing questions you may have.
What would you, okay, here's a great question, I think. What actually does it take to prepare or set out to invest in real estate?
Well, the first thing you have to do is decide that, you know, you want to do it and you want to be serious about it, and then figure out whether how you're going to do it. You're going to be a cash buyer, you're going to finance and have your credit together, have a plan, and then just take action.
Okay. There's a couple reasons why I asked that question. If one finds themselves getting ready to come into a substantial amount of money, and they're thinking about investing in real estate, what would you advise them to do?
Well, the first thing I would advise them to do is figure out what type of investing do they want to do. Do they want to be a landlord and hold properties? Are they looking to flip properties where they just buy, you know, distressed properties, fix them up, and sell them for a profit? I would first figure out what type of investor they would want to be.
Is it possible to flip and also hold property?
Say that one more time.
Or would you advise someone to flip property and also hold it, or that's like not really the norm?
Well, yeah, you can do either or. Most people, they start out flipping to, you know, gain some more cash. You know, they buy the property for, you know, maybe they buy it for like $100,000 or maybe like $50,000, put about $50,000 in it, and then hopefully sell it for at least double that to gain some more money to be able to buy and hold. Because once you hold the property, then you're responsible for maintenance, repairs, or anything that, you know, could happen to the property while you have a tenant in it. So it takes a lot more responsibility and money to maintain a rental property than it would to have a flip property.
Okay, so you would advise someone to, if they want to start the whole property, you would advise them to buy some and flip it first to have equity?
Yeah, I would advise you to do that. That way you're building up your, you know, your cash reserve. So that if you do have to have some money set to the side when you have an investment property such as a rental property for maintenance and repairs and things that could go wrong, you know, with that property. If you're starting out with a limited amount of cash and you get a property and try to hold it, but then, God forbid, the heater go, you know, you may not have that money set to the side to replace that or anything else that could, you know, happen in a property.
Okay. You have a question or anything?
I'm sitting back and chilling and observing because, you know, I'm planning on a lot of different things. So, you know, I'm listening. Let's get the caller that's on, because we have a caller that's on the line. And so
okay.
Yeah, let's go to caller 215, last four digits, 8963. Caller, introduce yourself and let everyone know your Instagram and where you're calling from. And if you have any questions.
Yeah. Yeah, my name Kane. My Instagram is Trapman Kane 215. But I want to ask, are you more so a landlord or a flipper?
You're asking me? I am a real estate agent.
Yeah, I know. But like, all right. So so how did you get involved in real estate? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. I got into real estate in 2013. I just wanted to, you know, I was just interested in buying houses, how people were making money with properties. So I got into real estate around that time just for, you know, curious about the industry.
So, how do you approach like real estate? Do you more so own properties or do you flip the properties?
I sell properties. So if someone has a property that they, you know, they're interested in selling, I'll find a buyer and make the deal happen.
Oh, so you just you're pretty much the liaison between the seller and the buyer.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So, question: in the Philadelphia market, what type of buyers do you encounter? Like when these people buy houses, because like I'm noticing a lot of houses in our neighborhood are disappearing to high income developers. So who more so do you find yourself selling houses to when you sell them?
So I more so sell to single families, well, like single moms mostly. Those are the individuals who usually come to me looking for housing. A lot of those developers who are coming in from out of state, they usually deal with wholesalers most of the time, not really real estate agents because the profit margins are bigger with wholesalers.
Okay. Did I have another question? All right. Say I wanted to get involved in like real estate, like classes or learning to be a real estate agent. Like, what type of advice would you have for somebody like that?
So there are various real estate schools that offer classes. I'm not sure. Are you in PA? Are you in New York?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's a school called Polly and Associates. They're pretty good. You can Google their information and, you know, find out the Nymphs of Time, the amount for courses, but I would start there with a reputable real estate school.
All right, one more thing, because I don't want to eat your time up or eat the time up of anybody else who want to ask questions. How much, like, say if like I'm small time, like working guy, but I want to like buy a house. Like, how much would I have to like buy a house? Like, what is like the ideal number to have to like buy a house, like to own one?
So I would imagine that you would be getting a mortgage, and you can get approved for an FHA mortgage and only have to put down 3.5% towards your, you know, to purchasing of the house. There are various programs out that can help you with closing costs, but savings on your own, I would say have between 8 to 10 grand saved up.
Okay. That's not bad. I always assume, like, with the market, like, shooting off and just, like, rent just shooting up, I would probably need it more than that. But that's kind of good to know, because I got this thing where I want to liberate the hood by acquiring the houses in my neighborhood. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, I was more so, like, back then to just, like, ask questions on how to, like, acquire them. Or how, like, stuff like that. Because I was kind of confused on, like, the role of the real estate agent and, like, how it goes in, like, buying and selling.
Okay. Yeah, but like you said, a real estate agent is pretty much a liaison between a buyer and a seller.
Okay. All right. I'm done, y'all. Y'all have a nice evening. I'm still staying on. I'm tuned in. I just had to ask my question.
Okay. All right, Kay. What would you say would be the best? Would you say that either buying a sheriff sale property or property that actually has an owner is best?
A property has an owner, because you really don't know what you're walking into in a sheriff sale property. Most times those properties were taken, and they're rarely fixed or, you know, just move in ready. You know, there's probably some things wrong. To my knowledge, you really can't go in a sheriff's sale property and inspect it, you know, before you buy it. So it would probably be better to buy from an owner. That way you can see the property. You have a face to put to the property if, you know, there's something that needs to be repaired or, you know, anything that you may find, and you have more of a chance of negotiating things when you're dealing with the actual owner.
So if someone wanted to, so would you say it was a bad idea to buy a sheriff sale property and then try to flip that one?
I wouldn't say that was a bad idea, but that I think sheriff sale properties are more for seasoned investors who have experience and have, like, the manpower to fix whatever, you know, may be going on in that property. I've seen some hard stories with first-time new investors with sheriff sale properties, and I'm not knocking the sheriff, so I'm just saying I wouldn't advise that for anyone new in that game.
Okay. As far as the Black community goes, do you think that, or do you see more Black selling or buying property, or not really at all?
I see a nice mix, but I do also see a lot of out-of-state and not of the community investors coming in and buying up these properties and fixing them and flipping them for a substantial profit in our neighborhoods. And we can do that. I think it's just know-how, education, and confidence that we can do it, because we can do the same things they're doing in, you know, buying these properties, fix them up, sell them to low-income families, ourselves, each other, holding them, renting them. We can do it, too. It's just, I think, more so know-how.
Okay, because, like I said, there was a couple reasons why I asked that question. I'm about to come into somebody, and this is one reason why I wanted to do the show, to get a little bit of information on my behalf. And I was thinking of actually I didn't hear people tell me I should invest in an air, you know, buy property and do Airbnb.
You can do that. I'm not sure how. Honestly, I'm not sure how Airbnb is really doing right now with COVID. I know it was doing quite well pre-COVID, but you could buy properties, you could rent them, you could Airbnb them through your, you know, when you don't have any tenants in there. Investing in owning property, period, would be, you know, good for you and would make sense. And whatever you choose to do outside of that, you know, you could do. You could even buy event spaces. People are, you know, doing very well with buying properties and renting them out as event spaces too. So just ownership itself, you know, you can make money. So, you really can't go wrong owning with real estate.
So you would say it's really lucrative for someone to do it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Just the owner, you know, you're owning property, you own a piece of, you know, land. You can do, you can rent rooms, you know, you can, like you said, you can Airbnb, you can rent it out, you can buy multifamily units, you can rent out one unit, live in the other unit basically for free if you have it, you know, the rent price right. There's a lot you can do with owning real estate.
So would you say that it might even be feasible for someone to actually stop working their regular job eventually if they have a substantial amount of real estate, or their profit is very lucrative in the real estate that they are owning?
Well, you know what, that would be, you know, a personal choice. I'm not really an advocate for quitting your job. You know, I'm about getting all bags, you know, if I can. But, you know, if it's working for you and it makes more sense to be available and work the, you know, your real estate business than whatever your 9-to-5 is, then, you know, do what's best for you. But if, you know, you can be a landlord and you can own property and still work a 9-to-5 or whatever, you know, whatever your job is, and still be successful.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about like you're like a cashier at a supermarket or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, if the money is greater in the real estate space, you know, I would focus more on that than if you're only getting like $15 an hour, but you're getting like $1,500 a building or something, you know, yeah, I would go full time into my real estate business and focus that on there.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be right back after this quick music break here, okay?
Okay.
Oh, what? Hold on, Blog Talk is acting stupid. Hold on. Blog Talk acting stupid. Hold on. Yo, what the fuck is going on? Look, it's acting stupid. Okay, there we go. Woo! Okay, Blog Talk.
Why
are
you so bad?
All right, here we go.
Free the gang, free the gang, brother, bring my check right away. Normal gang going out the brazen away. Got a truck bomb like 808. Pull, I can't say shit, DOA. Got for auto tune. You a broke nigga, please take it out of room. Wrong smoke, don't make me have to call the goon. Cut throat, no, I'm bleeding, linking out of wound. Selling why y'all tell me healthy. I thought that y'all was some real nigga. But love ain't allowed over here, nigga. Stay focused and run up a meal tip. Ain't talking about money, can't deal with. Bitches, they trying to leech off me, can't chill with. You didn't try to call me when I was locked up last year. Say love ain't allowed over here. Yeah, yeah. Left coming from down
the road, you know I got him. Tony told me he coming home, I have a problem. P.O., she could call him a phone, stop calling. Stuck in the studio, don't wanna be bothered. Shout out to copy daddy, I don't wanna be a father. I'm just steady rapping, I ain't trying to be a robber. Mama telling me like son, you got things smart. I'm just trying to be the one to take up all of them. I pray that great be the case. You know, all lie on the way. Freedom one lot in them gates. So my whole gang on the race. So it's time to take us away. We can't go out like TK. I gotta make us away. I want blue faces today. If you owe me better pay, I ain't got no patience today. Brother bring my check right away. Nova gang going out to Brazaway. Got a truck bomb like 808. Pull up, can't say shit, DOA. Got for auto tune. You a broke nigga, please jack it out of room. Wrong smoke, don't make me have to call the goon. Cutthroat, no, I'm bling, linking out of wound. Standing while y'all tell me hell feelin'. I thought that y'all was some real niggas. But love ain't allowed over here, niggas. They focus and run up a meal tick. Ain't talking about money, can't deal with. Bitches, they tryna leech off me, can't chill with. You didn't try to call me when I was locked up last year. Say love ain't allowed over here.
No, I can't fuck with you, bro, nigga. I'ma get the money, get the dough, nigga. Get my cup, pull up, walk me a four, nigga. Can't be scratching about no motherfucking hoe, nigga. You want pressure, we pull it right to your dough, nigga. Wrong text me to plug, just drop the low, nigga. Got him gone, call him back, we need some more, nigga. Got a stinchin' at the motherfucking store, nigga. Yeah.
My name is Kid the Wiz. I'm from the Bronx, New York. And with my energy, I love to make the world smile.
My name is OnStar. Waffle Cruise MC. And this summer, we about to bring something totally brand new. We just need one more person to complete the perfect track.
My name is Jarno, and I'm from East Harlem, New York. I created a dance that took the whole world by storm.
Oh my God, yes, this is Kid the Wiz exclusive. Kid the Wiz. You hear that? What the Wiz?
No, what it's like, just to roll with the crew, just to roll with the team, just to roll with Waffle.
DJ, turn around and bring it back, get ready to dance and hit the Jahkno clap. You can do it like this, you can do it like that, swing your arms left and right, hit the Jahkno clap, clap, hit the Jahkno clap.
Circle, killing, moving, and grooving, it's gonna hurt you. We gon' dance all night, it's no curfew. Spin around, knee drop, hit the clap, look cool.
Yeah, and don't forget the slow motion. Nigga, Kid the Wiz smile when he zoom coasting. 100,000 plus every time that we post it. World star vibes when we post it. Hold up, wait a minute, everybody fall back. Jahkno, how you even made the Jahkno clap?
But first I went like this, then I went like that, then I wiggle two times, then I hit the Jahkno clap.
DJ, turn around and bring it back. Get ready to dance and hit the Jahkno clap. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Swing your arms left and right, hit the Jahkno clap, clap, hit the Jahkno clap. Yeah, hit the Jahkno clap. King Kong's even did it, that's a fact, but I gotta let you know that's a Jahkno clap.
Creating culture in the city. Swag on a million, we bop like Diddy. Hard move and we make it look pretty. And we still cool and act silly. Hit the milli, huh? We was so wildin' out. Nick Cannon called us and put us on wildin' out. Whoa, woulda known love come down, we'll go viral. Now we doing the moonwalk like Michael. Dance creation in a cycle. Okay, now I think I like you. I know I got the right tune. I know I got the right move. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Swing your arms up and right, hit the Jahkno.
Hey!
Hey!
I told you I was at the video shoot doing the Jono class. I'm not with no girls.
Call me Jono when I step up in that church. Jono class, get it now. This is how you slow it down. Bring it round.
That was the video that they sent to me. That was before they got on Ellen too, because they was on Ellen. So that was before they got on Ellen. Anyway, it's your boy Kurt NT Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. Tonight we're talking about finances. How do you say the young lady investment? How do you...
savings?
Yeah, we talking about a whole bunch of like money and just dealing with finances. Yeah.
Okay, getting back to the conversation. You're a weirdo. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he had put you back on. it was like a delay. How much? You probably answered this question, but just in case for anybody who just happened to tune in, what would you say is needed to invest in property?
Money saved, a good credit score, and a really good plan, like a solid plan, or someone, you know, to direct you if you're first starting out, but the first part is getting that financing together, then finding, you know, searching for a property and having a contractor if you're looking, you know, to flip properties to help you with the repairs.
What would you say is, what would you say is, God, I lost my train of thought just now. Oh, what was I going to say? Help me. I can't remember what I was going to say.
What is something really good to invest in 2021?
You said what is something good to invest in?
Yes, in 2021.
I would say investing in multifamily properties is a good investment in 2021. Because you can double your income, you know, if you get a duplex, if you get a triplex, you know, you plan to make more money off that property if you hold it and rent it out, the more units you have.
Okay. All
right. I may be giving you a call when I come into what I'm looking to come into.
Oh, yes, please do. I'd love to help you figure out how, you know, to get started if you, you know, want to start investing.
I know one thing.
I want to buy my house. Well, actually, okay. I want to buy a house. It doesn't have to be a great house.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like a fixer-upper house. Something
okay.
that I could still do, but at the same time, more than a shell. So something I can move into,
right.
functional, but I could expand on it or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. You mean like just a property that may need some updating?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Nothing. Basically, cosmetic. No major things.
Oh, I
right.
Mean,
I
no major.
You.
Just you know, like say it's like still stuck in the '70s.
Yeah, I got you.
What would you say is your financial investment philosophy?
I just think that when you're going to invest, you need to make sure it makes sense. You need to set realistic goals and just have a realistic goals and a realistic action plan, and just make sure that, you know, it's going to make sense, whatever it is that, you know, you're doing, that you're going to see a rate of return. It doesn't have to be necessarily double, but as long as you're seeing, you know, profit, you know, make sure it's worth it.
What is an investment benchmark?
An investment benchmark? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I'm not sure what you mean. What you mean, investment benchmark?
I was just reading something here out of a newspaper. Yeah, she's real estate, and this is. I'm asking wrong questions for the wrong.
The other person didn't call.
Wait a minute, what?
We were supposed to have a couple, a few different. Finance.
I just looked real retarded.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
A few, and
oh, you
I
just Google that. That's with mutual funds. Hey, listen, when you find it out, let me know too.
Like, I'm like, yeah, for sure.
I just
made me feel a little.
It's okay.
Yo, let's bring Ruff on real quick. My little cousin Ruff on here real quick, because I'm pretty sure he has at least one good question for finances and, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm here.
Got any questions, Cuss?
Nah, I really don't have any questions, for real, to be honest.
I don't like Ralph right now.
Huh? You don't like Ralph now? Tell him that. Don't hold it back. Yo, and we got a Dear Curtis ENT letter.
Oh, yeah.
I do kind of, like, since we do have two females on here, and we got Ruff on here. So I think that we should ask because it's getting towards the end of the show.
Okay, well.
And I think that we should ask that question. Right?
Normally, sometimes we'll get a letter, or Kurt will get a letter. And... there's some duties. Think of it like the strawberry letter on the Steve Harvey show, but more ratchet. All right. It says they're a 38-year-old woman with a good body, with curves.
Wait, hold on. You reading it wrong. You gotta read it.
Okay,
you gotta.
Okay. Read it. You want me to read it as it is? Okay.
Yeah. Don't.
Okay. I'm a 38-year-old woman with a good body with curves. I had a son with my husband when I was in my 20s, and my son is now 18. For the last 2 years, I have been having sex in secret with two of my son's friends. I greatly enjoy sex with these good, hard, young penises. and have honest, but she said dicks, and have honestly considered, this is trifling, considered trying to seduce my own son, because I've seen him and know what he's working with. The only thing that has kept me from doing so has been the fact that I still believe incest is wrong. But honestly, that belief is in doubt. Almost every week, I am sucking or screwing one of my son's friends. Whichever one I'm screwing that day rushes to my house, and we do whatever we have time for, and then they leave with enough time. Your phone keeps going off. With enough time for me to clean up if necessary before anybody gets home. Sometimes when my son and husband go out for the boys' night, I invite one of the guys over for an hour. I love it. And not going to stop. What the hell are you writing the damn letter to us for? This shit, I don't understand.
Like, what was the whole point?
Somebody needs to just find this woman and beat her ass. And the fact that she literally is thinking of doing
like
it with her.
Over here like, is this real?
It's real.
And I'm like, ew. And then I cleaned it up a bit. I was trying to treat it as it was, but I cleaned it up a bit.
She literally got, remember how I used to say, making like the baby in the bed?
She really want to put her baby in the bed.
She got her baby in the bed.
Oh, that's horrible.
Rob, you have any thoughts on this?
All I gotta say is that's an old thought, nigga. Like, to get her thing in, you know what I'm saying? Can't really be mad at the old broad, but I mean, my thing is, I heard that she get it in with her son's friends, but then she said she's trying to get it in with her son too. Like, shit, like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not even gonna bite my tongue. That's white people shit.
I knew he was going to go there. Kurt?
It is, Don.
No, but, Kurt, you have any thoughts?
So what I got to say, that bitch nasty.
She's bad nasty.
We need to set her up. Okay? Like, and yo, that be the main ones that you see. Like, a lot of that shit really be happening, though. Like, I know a girl back home in KC that used to happen to her, but it was like her brother's. And she lived, yo, it was crazy. I know, but it was used to be the.
But it makes you think in your head, did she screw her son or touch him while he was growing up?
No.
Yeah.
She may not. We don't know.
It's like a cookie pop commercial. The world may never know.
Right. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Because she already on some crazy, freaky shit. Like, that's super freaky. Like, that's not no normal shit. That's not allowed, like, normal, like, want to fuck your next door neighbor, like, freaky shit. That's like some, like, just, ew. Yo, that's on some other, you know, some other shit. I'm into some freaky shit. That's some freaky shit. Because, like, you're going to cause confusion with your son, dog. Like, yeah, like, his friends is make, like, yo, could you, oh, my God. Like, you fucking up his life, yo. Like, oh, my God. I don't think that women really think about that stuff, that kind of stuff. I don't think, and men do it, too. It's just not looked at as the same. I don't know why, but it is. I think that's just the culture, I'm guessing, the male and female culture. But anyway, so what we do at the end of the show is we give shout out to what we're thankful for. Let's start off with Ruff.
And as always, nigga, thank you to my mom and my dad for fucking that night and, you know, creating me. Second, nigga, shit, nigga, thank Hennessy because I'm drinking it, but I'm paying for it. Shit, nigga, appreciate the fucking love and everybody that's giving it to a nigga and his family right now through some trying times and some shit right now. Other than that, what I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for breathing, I'm thankful for fucking life, and I'm thankful for family, and I'm thankful for my children. Other than that, like, yeah, that's about it right there.
Damn. Shante, how do you say your name again, Shante?
Yes, Shante.
Shante, go ahead, Shante.
Yeah, I'm thankful for, you know, health that I was able, you know, me and my family survived, you know, 2020 unscathed. I'm thankful for, you know, that my business was still profitable in this year despite all that went on. And I'm thankful that you guys, you know, gave me the opportunity to come on your show and to share my knowledge with you guys and your audience. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Macy?
That's it. But I'm thankful that I lived 2021 because there's a couple times on 2020 I wasn't quite so sure. Thankful to my four heathen daughters and their and my six heathenish grandchildren. And shout out to everybody who called in. This is online. We'll download this episode later at a different date and time. Hopefully it was informative for them all. Shout out to Shante for coming on and sharing her knowledge of real estate because I learned a lot and now I got a little different spin on how I'm going to do things. Shout out to Kurt. Though I love him, he get on my nerves.
Oh, man, all that mushy shit.
You got nerve.
I'm still single in your way. I don't know. So I'm thankful for just waking up this morning. I'm thankful that the internet is giving me the opportunity to be able to share my platform with people because 50 years from now, somebody will be able to go back and listen to this, and this could change someone's life. Knowledge is power, and we don't have enough of it. And even sometimes now being intelligent is frowned upon. I get frowned upon a lot of times. I don't know if it's sometimes it's because of the way that I come off. Nisi says a lot of times probably so because I get aggressive when I get irritated. But I want to also give a shout out to Blog Talk. Shout out to all the artists that send us music. Shout out to Nisi. Shout out to everybody that called into the radio show. Shout out to Kane. Shout out to my cousin Ruff. Shout out to Shante. Shout out to Nisi. Shout out to anybody that's going to come and download this anytime. You want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio? Make sure you send your music to BehindTheScenairplay. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. Make sure that you send it in MP3 format. And make sure that you send all social media information. No other type, no links, just MP3. Yo, we taking a, well, you know what? I don't even want to mention it. I just know that I'm about to go to New York to be talking to some people. And yeah. Anyway, so 2021 is about to fucking blow. Believe me when I tell you.
We've been doing this for a while, man, and it's going to pay off. I've been saying this now for the last 8 years on the radio show. And it's coming. I love all y'all. Make sure that you do something today, tonight, tomorrow, that will sufficiently help your family. Generational. You got to think, you got to think 500, I'm thinking 500 years from now. Behind the scenes radio will be known 500 years from now. If I keep on doing what I'm doing and we keep on investing and doing everything, people will know who we are. And everyone that has ever been on here will be recognized in some type of way. That's how I believe. And if I keep on believing it, then it's going to have that. Because believe me, every king and queen that lived back then talk the same way that I'm thinking right now. They thought generations to come. And you have to think that. You have to think that away. They don't teach you that in school, but you have to change your mindset. And if you don't change your mindset, ain't nobody else going to change it. But once again, it's your boy, Kurt ENT. Check us out. I think we're going to be coming on Sunday. Yeah, so make sure that you check us out on Sunday. We out this. Love, peace, and hair grease, baby, baby. Love y'all. We out this. Peace.